side note.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Well, I go this and a blacktop.
Okay. That's made with that asphalt? And
yeah, that's made with asphalt and sand.
Mm-hmm.
This one up here's got rock in it.
Uh-huh.
This one down here used to be made of concrete, and they put an asphalt top on it and rock.
Mm-hmm. What if a road doesn't have a topping on it like that? Might it be?
Well, it can't hold up as heavy as stuff as a sand road like this.
But say out in the country, really, where they haven't paved the roads yet, they just have...
What do they use? They use sand and tar.
Well, but when they're not paved...
Oh, they just grade them up.
Uh-huh.
They use clay on them sometimes and... low spots or either sand beds.
Mm-hmm. What about putting little rocks on there?
Gravel?
Uh-huh.
That'd do good in a low place. It'd be better than the clay.
Mm-hmm.
But some clay mixed in those sand beds does good, or the gravel.
Mm-hmm. And a road that crosses a public road would be called a...
crossroad.
And a road that turns off the public road and goes up to someone's house would be a
side road.
Okay, and if it goes right up to a person's house, it would be
a lane.
What's a lane now?
It's a narrow road that comes down from somebody's house down to another road.
Uh-huh. Is it? Some people would say a lane has something on both sides of it.
Yeah.
Do you think of it that way?
Yeah, it'd have a fence on both sides. If it wasn't, if it didn't have a fence, it wouldn't be no lane.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing you have here that where you turn your car in to?
That's a driveway.
Okay. And something maybe from the barn out to the pasture that you could drive your cattle down.
Well, that would be another lane.
Okay. That'd be big enough to drive on.
That's right.
What if it was smaller than that?
Well, then it would be a path.
Okay. And something on the along the side of the street for people to walk on.
That's sidewalk.
And, say, if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and, no one answered, you say, I guess he's not.
I'd say, I guess he's gone.
Or, I guess he's not.
Home.
And, say, the kind of animal that barks is called a...
dog.
And say if you were walking along and a dog jumped out and scared you, what might you...
I'd run, if I could.
Or you might pick up a...
limb or something. Now, that's what I would do, is pick up a limb.
Or if you picked up something to...
hit him with.
Uh-huh. Say if you're talking about, picking up a rock or a stone or something like that, you say I...
throwed it at him.
Uh-huh.
Picked up a stone and throwed it at him.
Would you use another word besides throw?
I'd probably use throw.
Did you ever hear chucked or pitched or flung?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that.
What's that?
Pitched.
Uh-huh.
Pitched it at him. Picked up a brick and pitched it at him.
Okay.
But most people will run. I had a good friend that went to school with me. And there used to be a road that run through there in front of that house down there next to the bay. And he was walking home one night that had a little party over there at Uncle Press's.
Uh-huh.
And I had a big collie dog when I was a little boy. The old dog was about 12, 13, or 14 years old, and he said it was dark as pitch and him walking through that trail road through there. And that dog, something got after him, and he said he naturally run for about a quarter of a mile. Said directly old Bringer went around him. Said that dog scared the life out of me. So, he'd have probably throwed something if he'd got it.
Yeah.